glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The presentation of our program each week is with the intent to bless our listeners with a message from God's Word and some encouragement through the songs. It is our prayer that you will receive the blessings we seek to give in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians at the city of Corinth, he described in his letter the character, nature, and quality of Christian love. He was teaching the congregation how that love needed to be the motivation for all they did. He declared that unless love was the motive behind his work for the Lord, his preaching the gospel of Christ and sacrifices in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of it would be nothing at all. Enjoy the beautiful singing of the song and stay tuned for our message.
I love you. Makes me white as snow. I love you, written in red. I love you, written in red. I love you.
Paul's preaching would be nothing more than mere noise. His sacrifices would accomplish nothing at all. That is what the apostle wrote regarding his labor in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he wrote, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude, nor is it self-centered. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." To understand why love must be the motivation in the heart of the Christian community, we must go back to Christ's coming into this world to save us from our sins. John begins his gospel account by telling us that the Word was with God and the Word was God in the beginning. This Word then became flesh and made his dwelling among them. These men saw the glory of God in Jesus. They saw him and knew him to be the Son of the living God. He was full of grace and truth. This Jesus came to earth because of the Father's love. In John chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus explains why he was on earth and what motivated the gift of eternal life. "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will be saved." That verse proclaims the love of God, expressed and manifested in the coming of Jesus to this earth. The Bible says in so many places that it is not in mankind to save himself. There is no way anyone can be saved by self-righteousness. Some may try to achieve it in this manner. Do you remember the two men who went to the temple to pray? One was a very religious man, a Pharisee, who was very diligent in keeping the law of God. And the other man, well, he was a tax collector for the Roman government, and he was despised as a traitor among the Jews. This Pharisee prayed a prayer of self-righteousness. His righteousness was based on the fact that he fasted a certain number of times a week, he gave of his tithes, he prayed in a certain manner, and he was not like other men, including that tax collector. His prayer was a prayer based on his own merits. The tax collector's prayer was shorter, and it was simple. He prayed that God would be merciful to him, a sinner. And Jesus said that this man went home justified in the eyes of God. You see, he knew he needed saving. He needed God's grace. He confessed his sinfulness and was penitent of them. The Pharisee could not see his sinfulness. He really didn't need God, nor God's forgiveness. God knows we need saving from our sins and that we cannot do it for ourselves. It is not in man to produce such righteousness. God, knowing the need, out of his great love for mankind, gave his most precious, most loved, most cherished one to suffer and die for man. And so Jesus came because God loves us. Since mankind could not merit salvation on his own, God provided a Savior. And oh, what a Savior he gave. Jesus Christ is the righteous one who came and will save all who will come in faith and obedience to him. Isn't it amazing when we consider the fact that God gave his Son up for all of humanity, knowing that most sinners would not receive the blessed gift of love and grace he offered? He was willing to pay the price of sin for those who would reject, mocked him, lie about him, spat upon him, and crucified him. The Father's love was of such a divine nature that he could willingly make such a gift available for all people. Well, in reflection of God's love, we who become his children are to imitate him. We should become motivated by a love that will seek to serve others, provide for others when they cannot provide for themselves, to make sacrifices to see that those needs are met. That is the calling of the Christian. That is what the Apostle Paul was teaching that congregation of Christians, and what he now teaches us through those same inspired words of Holy Scripture. I would hope that all of us who claim the name of Christ will see behind our words and actions a divine love for our husbands or wives, for our parents or children, for friends and, yes, even our enemies. Jesus exemplified such love for us, and we are called to follow Him. What a blessing to know God's love. What a blessing to have His love motivating us in all that we say and do. Let us often read from the Holy Scriptures the defining of love. Then let us consider our own attitudes, thoughts, words, and behaviors. Has love conquered our hearts so that we are patient and kind, never rude or proud? I hope we find in our examination a heart free from envy and selfishness. When we reflect upon our actions, we will not be rude or easily angered. The records of those who sin against us will not be kept. Evil will not bring us any joy, but we will find joy in what is true and right and just. If you do not know God's love, consider the blessing of having love protect you, giving you a trust and a hope. We pray that you will have an enduring love that never, ever gives up.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.